the first Mario Brothers is called Super Mario Brothers.
I think you're right. I'm going to verify. I accidentally Googled Mario Birthers, so that'll be on next week's What Did You Google Last Week?
That's amazing. We should start a movement about Mario not being born in Italy. Halloween songs.
Theremin. Jeff the Theremin.
I'd give it all up to be known as Jeff the Theremin.
Would you give it all up?
That's my new thing now. Giving it all up.
I hate it.
Well, prepare yourself because you're going to be hearing a lot of it. Going to be giving it up for this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be learning a lot about me.
Yeah, you give it all up for very little. I learned. Okay.
I think you underestimate the ability to mimic a theremin, realistically.
Yeah, you're right. It's a really important skill.
That kid is going places.
You need to have. Okay. Jeff.
Yeah?
If you could kill people simply by imagining their deaths and saying the word goodbye, would you use the power? Assume they would die a natural death and then no one would suspect you.
Oh, it's creepy that you have to say goodbye audibly.
Yeah. That's the worst part, I think. That's sort of like the curse that goes along with the superpower, is that you have to vocalize your goodbye.
I'd say it just like the Weakest Link lady. Goodbye. You are who I'm thinking of dying. Goodbye.
That makes you the creepy version of this superpower. They would call you the Goodbye Man. Actually, no one would call you that because they
wouldn't know.
They would be dead before they hit the ground.
What if you started videotaping yourself saying your goodbyes?
Yeah, you'd have to do that.
Wait, what was the question? Would I do it?
Would you use the power?
Yeah, of course I would. I've seen Death Note.
What would you use it for?
Well, I'd start by targeting all the corrupt political officials.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Do you think you have to be present in the room?
No, you just think about
it. Yeah, them. It just says simply by imagining their deaths. But then the goodbye is not that creepy because nobody is around till you say it.
You're telling me it's not creepy if I'm just sitting here with my eyes closed with a little smile and I just go, goodbye.
It's creepy the way you... Yeah, oh, too soon. It's literally like the hour. It's too soon.
I'm just kidding. I didn't kill Stan Lee with my thoughts.
I don't know. I mean, this question is... It's kind of creepy that it says assume they die a natural death and no one would suspect you. Like, the book is really assuming that people are going to want to use this. But that's a heavy thing to do, to just kill people with the...
I'm probably not ready for...
To be a murderer?
Well, in my mind, I would only be murdering other murderers and therefore saving lives.
Dexter style.
So I'm a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would rise, you'd use it to rise through the ranks of the world?
How?
Or would you lay low with it?
I'd definitely lay low with it. What do you mean? How would you rise through the ranks by killing people?
You just, what's your aspiration? And then you just kill everyone in the way. Like whatever you want to do.
You would just sit there for a few days muttering goodbye until everyone who was good at the thing in your you field. Wanted to do was dead.
Right.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrible. You're a bad person.
D, Do you have to know them personally? I wonder if that's a stipulation. If you have to like know their real name, or if you can just see a stranger.
I mean, the question just says imagine them and do it. Okay. But I feel like there's definitely some comedic and other loopholes involved with just imagining someone, right? Like, what if you imagine slightly off, and or what if you like briefly think of the wrong thing as you're saying it, right? And
yeah,
you kill your dog.
Yeah,
like that's how happen. That's how this goes bad in the movie version of having this power,
right?
I think.
Right. Remember when I was asking Naomi what her, how like how she would word her genie wishes so that the genie wouldn't fuck with her, and she was like,
"Yeah,
I've never heard of a genie doing that."
Yeah,
am I crazy, or do genies always
fuck
with your wishes?
I think you have to be suspicious of a genie. If a genie comes into your life, you can't trust him right away. Unless he's voiced by Robin Williams.
Yes, yeah, there has to be an hour, 20 minutes of getting to know this genie.
An hour and 20 minutes.
before I'm going to trust him with like a big life decision.
It's good to know that's your threshold of trust.
I like that one Simpsons episode where Homer, I think it's a witch. It's a Treehouse of Horror episode. And he's like, I'm going to make this wish as succinct and as literal as possible so you can't screw me over. And he wishes for a turkey sub. He's like, I don't want to be turned into a turkey sub. I don't want a giant turkey sub that no one could eat. That's amazing. Just want a regular turkey sub. And he gets it. And then the turkey is a little bit dry. He's like, no, the turkey is a little dry.
Wow. I don't remember that joke at all. Is that classic Simpsons or new Simpsons? Oh,
classic in my books.
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, no, genies are, you have to be suspicious of a genie, I think. You can't just blindly trust a genie. Because they're looking for either their freedom or some other, you know, they always have a goal that's not helping you.
Yeah, you're not going to trust a being who's been locked in a lamp for like hundreds of years. Like, obviously they've gone insane.
Yeah.
But you would too. If you were in a lamp.
Yeah, no, like there's no blame being placed on the genie here. It's just a practical matter of trusting a genie.
Yeah, they're in there. They've got hundreds of years to just, like, what are you, not going to scheme?
I had so many scheming years, and you expect me not to scheme?
Yeah, I'm just going to pop out, and I'm going to make your wish come true as you planned it. No. No, this is, my wish is already coming true by being out of that thing. I don't care about anything but fucking with you now.
Yeah, no, you weren't wrong to be suspicious of a genie. Not at all.
It's like, I feel like she's been underprepared for a genie encounter. The media has ill-prepared her.
I think she's just not paying attention to genie media.
You're right. She's just behind on the research.
Wait, what was the question again? Oh, would you kill people with your death power? So what if a genie was granting you the death power?
Then no. This episode is brought to you by garbage trucks. They take the stuff that you don't want to somewhere you can't see it.
Okay, I have a classic, super good question for you.
Bust it.
Don't say bust it.
I said it wrong, sorry. Bust it.
Okay, so this is like the ultimate good question, I think. There's been whole podcast episodes. I think This American Life did it. Anyways.
So this is not only a super good question, but an ultimate super good question.
Yep. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Would you rather have the ability to fly or the ability to become invisible at will?
Oh, classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic superpowers question.
Yep.
I would 100% fly.
Really? There's no...
Don't get me wrong. Being invisible, fucking awesome. It's a hard choice, but I've had time to think it over. And it's flying, hands down.
I don't think I would fly. Hmm. I'll tell you why.
You're gonna break into song?
I was about to, but I
wouldn't fly because I love the ground, I love the sidewalk. I wouldn't fly because...
Yeah, that's why I didn't, because it's not easy to break into song. No, okay, flying. You would get cold really fast. Like, how fast can you fly?
You just get a... Okay.
Right?
I'll hold my rebuttals till the end.
Like, all of the... There's too many variables around flying that aren't answered by the question. Invisible is straight up. Like, if we're thinking about the evil genie, the invisibility power is more foolproof, I think. The okay. only thing that can go wrong with invisibility is you get stuck invisible, and I think that you could, like, still live a normal life invisible if you had to.
Yeah, you just have to wear, like... makeup.
Yeah.
Or a bodysuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And you can't have it so that the flying speed is crappy. You have to be able to fly fast.
Yeah.
For me to pick flying.
That's right. But if you fly fast, like if you go that fast, like up that high, that would be shitty. Like you're not in a pressurized thing. Well, you're just cold and
okay, so I have a suit.
Yeah,
with a helmet.
You can't add a suit. You're just adding a suit to the question. Like, you can't...
Well, I'm still a person who can fly.
Okay.
So you make my human abilities to acquire a suit.
Okay. I thought you meant a super suit. You mean just a suit that you've constructed.
Yeah, with a visor. So I don't get cold and bugs in my eyes.
Yeah, you act like the visor is the only problem, but it's not. It's like... It's temperature, it's pressure, like...
Well, what do the squirrel suit guys wear? I'll just wear that.
Just whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
They're fine.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, the speed of flight is really important.
Yeah, I have to go at least, like, terminal velocity, free fall speed.
I wonder what that is, actually. We should look that up, because...
90 feet per second.
Is that true?
I just made that up.
Okay. No, but the speed really matters because, like, it's almost not even worth it if it's like driving speed, right? Like, it has to be faster than that.
Well, honestly, terminal falling velocity is pretty fast.
Yeah.
Your skin is like rippling. Your cheeks are like rippling back at that speed. So you probably don't even need to go that speed for it to be fun.
Yeah.
But that's where my line is.
Do you think that you could, like, I assume that all the other normal rules apply. Like, you can't carry much.
No, you don't have super shoulder strength like everybody who flies in movies has.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, carry people with one arm.
Yeah.
So... But still.
So it's just you getting to places. And I feel like being invisible would be more fun.
Well, yeah, you could in some ways get to even better places when you're invisible. Like you could sneak onto planes and stuff.
Have you seen Hollow Man with your doppelganger, Kevin Bacon?
I certainly have.
Does he go full pervert in that movie?
He does.
I don't remember it. I'll have to watch it again.
There's a good scene actually where he's in the lab with the people that helped make him invisible, and then he undoes the blouse of one of the girls who's sleeping and pulls her boob out and is like playing with it with like an invisible hand.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember thinking at the time, like, well, wow, that took some thinking to get that that hollow,
yeah, how did they that do
invisible
that?
Boob manipulation to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll have to watch that.
Yep.
Tonight.
It's on the list. Are you sticking with flying?
Yeah, I'm sticking with flying.
Okay. I'm sticking with invisibility.
There'd be times for sure I looked at the invisible dudes and were like, ah, made the wrong choice. But it would have been a grass is always greener type of thing.
Yeah. Looked at the invisible dudes like there's a team of each.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm team invisible dude. I think because of all the limitations with the flying, like it's just me. It's not like I can bring people. Like, I don't know. You don't even like traveling that much. I'm surprised you picked flying.
Well, maybe it would help with my fear of heights.
I mean, I hope it would. Otherwise, you're a pretty sad flying guy.
Brace yourself for this epic question.
I'm ready.
What kind of Pokemon would you be?
Oh, damn.
Now, you're going to want to break this down by type?
Uh-huh. Year?
Like generation?
Generation, yeah.
And whether you're owned or not.
My first instinct is to say Eevee because it's just like a cool fox. Mm-hmm. And then later on in your life, you get to choose which element you get to be. Why are you laughing at Eevee? What's wrong with Eevee?
I'm not laughing. I'm crying because Eevee was my choice. I really did like Eevee a lot, especially in the Pokemon Snap game. I really took some awesome Eevee shots.
Pokemon Snap was a great game. We could play that right now.
Such a good concept.
We could fire it up. Why haven't they remade it?
I don't know. They're stupid. They hate money. Every Pokemon game except that one has to copy the very first Pokemon game. Those are all good reasons.
Hold up. I just Googled Pokemon. I was trying to Google like list of Pokemon, but I failed. But anyways, I Googled just the word Pokemon. And have you seen this trailer for Detective Pikachu?
No.
Apparently.
I want to.
So there's.
Should I even spoil it for myself or should I just go see the movie?
Well, I'm about to spoil a part of it for you in that it is live action and they've CG'd in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they've look at this picture of Pikachu as rendered in the Detective Pikachu trailer with fur.
Oh my God.
It's pretty disturbing, isn't it?
It's so weird, but so right.
Is it right?
For live action, it would have... She, he would have to be fuzzy.